wonderful to have them here today. You'll get a chance to meet them. We'll talk a little bit more about the concert. In the room, we have a mandolin, a fiddle, a banjo, and a guitar, and two very talented musicians, Aaron Marshall and Carl Jones. Sound great, Kurt Cooper and Annie Trimble. I was going to say we need to allow applause in here. That's just fine. They're some great old time musicians and great friends.
Great
and,
to be here, Larry.
Yeah,
you sound Saturday Light Brigade. This nice early hour.
Yeah, we're
not early for you, just early for us.
Where were you last night?
Where were we last night?
Galax, Virginia, yesterday, and then we drove and got here a little after midnight in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Galax. Galax, is that where you make your home?
Yes, Galax. We've been there about 9 years now.
Galax has this wonderful radio station, I think.
They do.
Yes, and just down the mountain as well. WBRF in Galax and WPAQ in Mount Airy, North Carolina. A couple great radio stations. Yeah.
When I've been driving through, I have occasionally heard live old-time music WPAQ.
Sure.
And I've pulled over to the side of the road and have made a note of the call letters because you're very lucky to have that station there.
That's true.
It's fiddle all the time in Galax. It's a little town of 8,000 people that draws 40,000 to its fiddlers convention. And even the police cars in Galax, Virginia have fiddles on them with sparks coming off it. It's the honest truth.
They're
new cars don't, but the old fleet of police cars have fiddles on them. We hope they always last.
That's, those old-time gangster movies, they would show people carrying revolvers or weapons inside of fiddle cases. So, a police officer shows up with a fiddle case, he might just have a fiddle in it.
That'd be the best use of a case, I think.
I was playing at the West Virginia State Folk Festival in Glenville, West Virginia, and there was a policeman who was hanging around. And he was watching our jam for a while. After a while, I decided that he actually wanted to be there. He made us slightly nervous at first. But after about 15 minutes, he slipped a tape recorder, just a little handheld recorder, out of his pocket and started recording the jam. So Police officers like old time music, as far as I know.
Well, he could give you a speeding ticket on that last song.
I just had someone tell me that they got the new album and they got a speeding ticket. So if you're listening to Greasy Creek, our new CD, be careful while driving.
Absolutely.
Well, press the accelerator for you when you don't. You least suspect it.
I want to talk with you both a little bit more, but why don't we get to another? Well, what was the name of the first tune?
That was Tricks of the Trade. It's a tune I wrote for Joe Wilson, who did a lot to support old time music in Galax, and he created the Blue Ridge Music Center. And actually brought me to the town because I worked there for 5 years organizing their concert series. And he passed away a year or so ago. He was from Trade, Tennessee, and he had a lot of tricks up his sleeve, but he was a good guy. So thus the title, Tricks of the Trade.
And it leads off the latest album featuring original old-time fiddle tunes by Aaron Marshall along with Carl Jones, which is available at diddyville.com, spelled the way you'd expect it to be. What do you want to do next?
I think we'll do a tune I wrote called Old Barn. Carl's going to pull up the banjo on this one.
Yep.
There was a lot of great banjo players on this record.
Yeah, I noticed Bob Carlin is
there.
Yeah,
and Adam Hurt and Kyle Dean Smith. So Carl's going to attempt to play the banjo, even though he didn't on the original tune.
Oh,
I'm sure he'll do a fantastic job.
Part of the fun of the banjo is just try to grab onto the fiddle's coattails and see where you wind up, you know. Do you have a coattail over there? Yeah, maybe so. So we'll give it a go. But the banjo is a great instrument. Like I say, Galax is a hotbed of banjo dumb there. So
banjo dumb?
Banjo dumb, yes.
Do the fire trucks have banjos on them, or the ambulances?
They should. That's a good. We should bring that up.
Yes, yeah.
That would be great.
Make the fire hydrants look like little mandolins. It'd be, you know.
I think you're onto something.
A kinder, gentler world in
Galax.
We'll
put you on the board.
Tried that about 5 minutes before we got here.
Oh, yeah.
The
banjo has a little sharp string. Got me there.
That's right. Carl Jones is bleeding in the radio
station. Well, it was just telling me I hadn't been playing it enough. It's saying you got to play me more. But that was good. That kind of really woke me up.
Most people didn't know that the banjo could hurt back.
It can impale you if you're not careful. But no, it's a great instrument. And the fiddle and banjo is hard to beat that team. I think.
It's like biscuits and gravy. It reminds me, I met this man once, and he very sincerely told me that he hoped there would be banjos in heaven, you know? And I just couldn't resist saying, you know, either way you go, there's probably a pretty good chance, you know?
That's true.
Aaron Marshall and Carl Jones, are here, and it's a real pleasure to have them here. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. They have a concert tonight. You can actually see them make the playing of these instruments look as easy as can be and watch them as they do it. It's at Songspace at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, which is in Shadyside, and 7:30 is the time for that show. I'm checking my notes here. I'm getting
605 Moorhead Avenue.
605 Moorwood. Yeah, Moorwood Avenue.
Moorwood.
Taking place. Well, that's all right. It's like it's like putting logs on the fire.
Yeah, winter's coming Moorwood. Slowly, we hope. We don't want to rush into winter. It's just just now fall.
Let's talk a little bit about how long you've each been playing. Carl, where were you raised? Are you from Virginia?
I'm from Macon, Georgia, originally. Ah. So I traveled a bunch. My father was a traveling salesman, so I moved around a bunch as a kid due to being in his family.
What did he sell to you?
Well, he was he actually worked for National Linen Service, so he was kind of a manager. He was a troubleshooter guy who went in when the plants would be in Louisville, Kentucky. We lived in Columbus, Indiana, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Every 5 years, they'd say, this place needs a little straightening out. So I don't know what it says about me, because I don't know if he straightened me out too well, but... But he would be, so we'd live about 5 years, a lot of different places.
Why would bet making your bed, setting the table was a big thing in your house?
Well, he kind of left my room alone. He didn't want to see it.
Still that way.
When did you start picking?
About 10 years old. I got my first guitar and just started dabbling with it, trying to figure it out a bit. And, you know, just staying in the basement and wrestling with the notes and trying to read music and all that. And they could always find another person for a basketball game, because, well, we know, last resort, Carl's down there in the basement, let's go get him, you know, so.
Did anybody musical in your family at all? Or?
Well, I had a great-grandfather that played, and actually, I think my father's father played, but I never knew. It's kind of a sad story. He never talked about music, but I found out when my grandmother was nearing, you know, kind of getting senile a little bit, she started talking about being courted by a portable keyboard. I said, who played that? She says, well, Carl. I was named after my father's father, yeah. Carl. And said, he played music? He says, he could play anything. And I never knew at all, so it was unbelievable. But he courted her with a portable keyboard, apparently. So I was just flabbergasted to find out all this stuff way after the fact.
And this would probably be a keyboard that was played with the bellows.
I bet it was a port, yeah, like a, a melodeon kind of thing, or a... A pump organ, some of the Irish players will have one of those, you know.
Yeah.
Funny how you cannot find out things, you know, for long periods of time. Like, I only found it this past year that my great-grandmother always played the fiddle. You know, they always talked about my great-grandfather playing the fiddle. And, you know, my grandmother's 92 and just told me her mother played as well. So, it's, you know, I'm lucky to have found out that info, as was Carl, you know.
Yeah, these little accidental things. So, Aaron, tell me about your history. Where were you raised?
I was raised in Victoria, British Columbia, and I fell down the rabbit hole of old-time music about 20 years ago. I've played fiddle most of my life, about 36 years, I guess. And I fell in love with the banjo because I worked at an old instrument shop, vintage shop, and I started playing clawhammer banjo, and that led me into Southern music, and I started listening to archive recordings. And from then, I started... I had moved to Toronto, and I was doing an ethnomusicology degree there. I started going down to West Virginia and visiting old fiddlers, singers, and ballad singers, and living out a fiddler's dream of mine. And I did that for about 5 years, and it was amazing, and got really hooked on that firsthand experience of spending time with people in their 80s and 90s. It seemed like back then almost everybody in West Virginia seemed to play music in their 80s and 90s. It was a smorgasbord of great players, and they were very generous with me.
Well, that's terrific. And gosh, British, it'd be hard to leave British Columbia. Such a beautiful, beautiful place.
Oh, yeah, it is beautiful. But, you know, the world is an increasingly small place. And we get back there. We've been back there 4 times this year, which is wonderful. And, I mean, we were just there weeks ago. We get around. And Galax, Virginia is very beautiful, too, as are many of the places we go to. Yeah, we enjoy being here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, a little special pop-up live music segment here. We have Aaron Marshall along with Carl Jones. Their latest CD is called Greasy Creek. It's wonderful to have you here. What all would you like to do next?
Let's slow things down a little bit. We started pretty peppy there. Let's play a waltz.
Here, here.
Yeah.
I've noticed most waltzes seem to be in three-quarters time.
Indeed.
You're ahead of the game. Yes, that helps to know that.
It is. This tune is called the Bass Cove Waltz. It's written for our friends John McCormick and Inkry up in Ontario. And here it goes.
Something quite a duo, and you can see them tonight at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, located in Shadyside. You guys are getting a lot of mail and feedback here. Craig in Macon, Georgia says, tell Carl to come back. He's listening in Macon.
Oh, wow.
Tell Carl to come back to Macon for a visit. Joe Collison puts on shows here at the Juliet Opry and House Concerts. I'll pass your information along. Joe Collison, and
oh, cool.
Also
hey,
Daphne Anderson writes saying that Greasy Creek is the finest. I want to get this exactly right. it's good if it starts the finest, but let me make sure that I don't want to misquote her. She just quoted something else. Let's see.
It's written in Latin.
Hang on. There are two.
Italian.
Let's see. It seems Charlie's Waffles didn't slow them down.
No. They helped us out.
Yeah, they made us waffles this morning.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then,
that was very good.
There are wonderful hosts.
That worked out good.
Yeah, and then, oh, here it is. Creasy Creek is one of the finest traditional music CDs on my shelf. And Bruce Mountjoy, who I saw earlier this week, says, boy, they sound great. WPAQ is a great small-town radio station in Galax. We were just talking about that. Ralph Epperson
there
built the whole place himself, including the
tower.
Did.
That's right.
That's impressive. Yeah.
So
he was motivated.
Lots of feedback for both of you. And I think you've got one more song, and then we're going to play a track from Greasy Creek.
We're playing all tunes off the new CD, but we'll do one more live, and why don't we pull one off the CD after that? That would be great.
Which would you like us to play off of the CD, just so I'm ready? I want to be sure I don't play
lots
one.
Lots of good choices. Why don't you play the Rory's Road?
Oh.
That's a beautiful one featuring Adam Hurt and Beth Harkness.
Yeah.
Number four.
I don't know Beth, but I know Adam's work, and that'll be great.
Beth,
to
well, if you
to.
Know Adam's work, Beth always plays with him. She plays wonderful guitar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she uses a thumb pick and has a great
She's
sound.
His partner in crime and in life, just like Carl and I.
I was going to say these two are related by marriage and also husband and wife. So
both of those.
How do you two meet?
We met at a music festival, the Festival of American Fiddle Tunes in Washington State.
Yeah. Not a surprise, is it? How long have you been married?
We're approaching our third wedding anniversary, which we've recently found out is our leather anniversary.
The leather anniversary.
The leather anniversary.
Who knew? But we met about 9 or 10 years ago. I guess we're getting up to 10 years that we've known each other and been seeing each other.
Leather, so. it's probably like Naga hide these days.
I'm sure, instead of leather. That might be the fourth anniversary, I'm not sure.
Or you could get like three papers, because paper
so
is
many
one.
Choices,
yes, that's right. The first 10 years are the funniest, actually. It's worth looking at.
Do you remember what number two is? Paper?
No,
is
I missed one. Number two.
I always thought you should be allowed to add up different items. Like if it's your 9th anniversary, you could have 3 leathers if you would prefer. Than whatever the 9th is.
I like that idea, yeah.
There also are traditional and modern anniversary gifts associated with those years. And the traditional ones are things like leather or lace. The modern ones are things like clocks. Major appliances.
Oh, that sounds boring.
But yeah.
All right. Maybe texting gloves.
There texting gloves.
And leather, nice leather texting gloves.
There you go. Leather texting gloves. Once again.
You have a lot more fun with leather.
Erin Marshall, that was her voice just there, and Carl Jones together here this morning. What's next?
I'm wondering that myself.
I think we'll play a tune called Red Tail.
Red Tail.
These are all tunes I've written recently. Some going back a couple of years. This one was written for my friend Frank Metcalf, great musician on the West Coast.
I'll hawk your CDs after you play
them. Ka-tunch. That's very good. That's right. It was named for Red Tail, little place in the Okanagan, which I'm sure was named after the hawk.
I'm going to come in as it starts, because I get them all a little
That's
bit
always
jumbled.
Good.
That's always good. I'll come in as I hear it and envision it. Thank you.
I'll tell you, they're one of the finest duos I've ever heard. And I didn't put old time in front of that. It's just duos, period.
You've had too many cookies today, Larry.
No. None of those waffles, though, apparently, that I must have missed.
It's great being here at the Children's Museum in Pittsburgh and seeing little kids.
Yeah, we had a little clogger.
Waving in the window at us.
We had a little clogger out there.
As we play on live radio.
I don't know her name. Is it Ashley? No. Say it again.
Miriam. Yeah.
Hi, Miriam.
Hi, Miriam. You're on live radio. She's
Miriam,
waving. She looks like
are
she's
you,
about one.
Are you two? One? Two? 15 months. We're about
go.
Right. That's never great. Know whether to guess high or guess low.
Lots of kids having a good time here at the Children's Museum.
Absolutely.
Here today.
What's all about?
So we're gonna change tunings, and we're going to listen to a song from the CD. Now, you can pick one of these up tonight if you go to the concert. I'm sure they're available. And the concert tonight, 7:30, First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, on Moorwood Avenue. Now, if you're listening at a faraway affiliate, or if you can't go tonight, if you go to Diddyville.com, just replace the Nash with a Diddy, and you'll be there. Diddyville.com. you can find the CD there, or go to our website. We've
and it's also on Elderly and County and CD Baby and Bandcamp and all those regular places.
Yes, all
great
the
shops.
All those places. And everywhere that...
That old-time, fine old-time music is sold.
Yes, everywhere that LPs and 45s are sold. Let's take a listen. This is a track from the CD. Who's featured on this? It's Rory's Road. Oh, Adam Hurd is on here.
Beth Hartness, Carl Jones, and myself.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a listen and more live music in a moment.
Thank you.
Saturday Light Brigade. Hello to Larry and Van in Elwood City. From Elwood City, they're on the north side, just on the other side of the glass. Kurt and Annie are here, too, in studio. That was Rory's Road from the album called Greasy Creek, original old-time fiddle tunes by Aaron Marshall. And, you know, as I mentioned, that subtitle of the album, Kurt here in the studio with us raised a good point as we were listening to that recording. Just how do you write an old song? And Aaron, maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Original tunes. I try to have these tunes be inspired by their sources. A lot of them are tunes that were commissioned by people, and I'm grateful that people want me to write music for things that are really important to them. They're usually people, places, pets, etc. And the one you just heard was commissioned by Hillary West for her nephew Rory Latimer. And he was a young man about college age, and we went over to her house, and she showed us pictures. She told us all about him, Rory was her godson, and you know, he was a young man start on a path to, you know, an amazing journey that life is, and he'd had. You know, his mother had passed away. That was Hillary's best friend at one point. But he had so much amazing stuff in his future, you know, as every young man likely does. And I wanted to write a tune that had some complexity to it, that I didn't want it just to be one mood. Mm-hmm. And so that you can hear some different kinds of moods in there. I chose a really unusual tuning for the fiddle, for the fiddle players out there. That was an E-E-A-E. So it was very droney and unusual. And so that's how that tune came about. And then I'll play you one now called Greasy Creek, which is the title track of this album. Greasy Creek is a little place not far from us. It's between Galax and Floyd, Virginia, and in the Indian Valley area. And we have a friend there, Richard Wisnett, has a little cabin on a creek. And again, he had us over and he told us all kinds of stuff about his cabin. And it was built by, you know, different members of a couple different families. You know, they all had a different view of how the cabin should be. One person wanted to make it contemporary. One wanted to keep it rustic. And there was an artist that painted, you know, art all down one wall. He lives there now. You know, those people are all gone, and he likes it just the way it is. And so, again, a tune with different personalities. There's three forks in the river, so I made it a three-part tune. I changed the key in the middle to get the sense of those different personalities. And he likes modal tunes, so that means those kind of lonesome, you know, sounding tunes. And the last part features shuffle bowing, which Richard does a lot on the fiddle. I thought he would just enjoy playing it. So all those things inspired the tune that we will now play, Greasy Creek. Thank you.
beautifully done.
Greasy Creek.
There's
Greasy
something Creek. About your fiddle that sounds, how old is that fiddle, or what's its
Actually,
history?
Actually, my fiddle's about to have a birthday.
Oh.
I was thinking of celebrating it. It's about to turn 80. It's not that old as far as fiddles go, but it's made by a Scottish maker named John Smith, who emigrated to Canada in the early 1900s, and he made a lot of instruments, and I really love this fiddle. I've had it for decades.
One of his later ones, too, really late in his career.
Yeah, this one was made right near the end of his life.
Yeah.
And, you know, about a year and a half ago, we took it back to Glasgow, where he was from. He probably never made it back. So many people that, you know, immigrated didn't get to go back and forth like we do today.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of special to go back and realize I'd brought one of his instruments back to where he was from. But he actually wrote the day this fiddle was made, December 17th. So we're thinking of having a big party.
Yeah, 80. Why not?
Inviting all the fiddles.
80th birthday, you know? Yeah, I had a birthday party for this fiddle about, isn't it 80? I have to think here. You guys can do the math. I'm on live radio. I'm not going to try it. But, you know, I had a birthday party for this fiddle when I got it about 20 years ago. And people actually brought presents for it. They Aww. Brought those. It's around Christmas. So, you know, those little fiddle ornaments
some
that people
rosin
hang. Yeah. They brought some music for it. And then at one point I walked into a room and there was a bunch of people holding my fiddle high in the air singing, "He's a Jolly Good Fellow." So,
is it a boy?
Fiddle, yeah. Well,
I think it's non-gender, but I did give it a nickname. I call it Aloysius, which is my grandfather's name. His nickname, by the way, was Jigs, which is kind of appropriate too. But friends of mine joke, all I wish is I could play the fiddle. My grandfather was named after a saint. He was kind of anything but nonetheless, this is Aloysius the fiddle here.
Its tone is just beautiful.
I love this fiddle. We've been through a lot together, and I've played it a lot.
Yeah, she has. Well, one thing, too, I wanted to say about just the writing tunes that sound old-timey, you know, she immersed herself. She really heard a lot of good old-time fiddlers play, you know, and was around that a lot. I think that she really soaked that up. That's part of it, I think. So she kind of came naturally to that, I think, with time.
Thanks, dear. Yeah, I'm really trying to make this album. I'm trying to make these tunes kind of blend in with the tradition. I don't want them to stick out in a big way, you know. And it's tricky. I like to use the metaphor of baking. You know, it's like baking something. And if, you know, you have to use these basic ingredients, you know, if you're, you know, making muffins, then you have to use, you know, flour and sugar and baking soda and all these certain things. And if you stray too far from those basic ingredients, you're really going to make something completely different. Matter of fact, you don't stray much at all. So I'm trying to use those ingredients yet come up with something new. I've tried to make this as traditional a sounding album as possible with traditional instrumentation as well. Great traditional players on it.
That's a great analogy. You know, not to stray too much, but I was at the Canfield Fair about I guess 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I got a bigger kick out of this than anybody else in our family visiting. But they had this baking contest in which all of the contestants made soft pretzels from the exact same recipe. They all had to follow the same recipe. And they had them all on display in this case. And, of course, no two looked alike. Some looked very appealing, some less so. They were really remarkably different.
Wow.
So it's not just the ingredients, but it's the technique, too, right? And how you choose to do it.
And we could turn this into a cooking show.
Oh, we could.
Cooking and music has a lot.
Oh, sure.
You know,
we know a lot of great
of
cooks that are great musicians.
We love to cook.
That's true.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, Carl Jones is here along with Aaron Marshall. Tonight they will be in concert at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh as part of the Song Space series. It's 7:30 tonight. On Morwood Avenue. It's a beautiful hall, a great place to listen to music. Their latest CD is called Greasy Creek. It's available from diddyville.com as well as other places to find music And I think we've got a couple more tunes, or a tune and a song.
I just want to mention that we're going to share the concert tonight. It's going to be also Mark Tamsula and
Richard Withers.
That's right. And we're really looking forward to hearing those guys again. Yeah. We've heard them last time.
They're wonderful.
We were here. Yeah. So it's a bonus concert. You're going to get two concerts in one. And we're not going to just play fiddle tunes. We're going to do all kinds of stuff. Carl writes great songs himself. We've been mostly focusing on the new album. Yeah, we'll but we also tonight. Do a lot we'll of songs. Yeah. So let's do a song now. This is a song from Carl and my duet album, which was called Sweet Memories Never Leave. And a wonderful song called Maple on the Hill.
Yeah, one of the gems from Tin Pan Alley era, actually, in the late 1800s. And it's been the old time people and bluegrass people have all done it for a long time because it's a nice old song. So we'll try a little of that for you. Ready? Country village grew a maple on the hill, where I sat with my Geneva long ago, while the stars were shining brightly. You could hear the whippoorwill as we sat beneath the maple on the hill. Forget me, little darling, when they lay me down to die. Just one little wish, my darling, that I crave. As you linger there in sadness, you are thinking of the past. May your teardrops kiss the flowers on my grave. Songs together as the birds have gone to roost. We would listen to the murmur of the breeze. Will you love me, little darling, as you did those starry nights when we sat beneath the maple on the hill?
Don't you just want more of that? Hello to Randy and Polly in Emlenton, Pennsylvania, who say, quote, those folks sound so wonderful.
Oh, and thanks, everybody out there in the radio world.
Thanks for listening. Yeah.
Again, you can, and I'm so glad you mentioned Richard Withers and Mark Tamsula playing tonight.
Sure.
Because They will be with you at Song Space. Will you each do a show yourselves and then maybe mix it up a little,
maybe
you
so
think? Or
anything goes, I think. But
We haven't decided yet, but yeah, we will if we can.
They do a lot of the Samuel Bayard, you know, the Pennsylvania music. Yeah. I love those tunes, so I'll be really looking forward to hearing them.
So that'll be 7:30 tonight at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh in Shadyside, Morrowood. And thank you both so much for being here. Diddyville.com is how you can learn more about both of them. It's a nice website. I was peeking at it earlier
Thanks
in the week.
Thanks for having us, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
Great to be here, you know, Larry, be on here. The Saturday Light Brigade.
And you've got one more tune to close us up with?
Yeah, we'll do a little ragtime number I wrote. And while I was recording this album, I took a break to have a fiddle lesson, a Skype lesson. And it was with my student, Natalie Brown, in Decatur, Alabama. And she's 12, and I told her I was recording an album of original tunes. She said, "Did you write one for me?" And I hadn't, and she just had her birthday, and I thought, what a great idea. So I wrote it the next morning, and 2 days later, I recorded it with a fine cast of characters. It's got some bass, some harmonica, all kinds of good stuff on there. It's a lot of fun, and that one's been getting radio play all over the place, Australia and everywhere.
When you handed me this CD, that was the first song that piqued my interest. I said, I've got to play Decatur Stomp as soon as I get a chance.
Yeah, we're going to see her tune because we're going down to Alabama and Georgia in October. So maybe we'll see some of our friends down in those parts. We're
no doubt about
at the
it.
Alabama Folk School, and we're at the Tennessee Valley Old Time Music Festival and other great things.
Yeah, that's a great.
Okay, so here is the Decatur Stomp.
So we're going to stomp out of here, I guess, with this.
That's right.
Thank you, Aaron Marshall, Carl Jones.
Our pleasure.